Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Never Quit Singing Praises, Already in Progress.
I had a pastor from Mississippi call me this week. He said, Pastor Scrivener, I've got to tell you what happened in my church. I said, oh, I love testimonies. He said, this lady goes to my church and said here a while back, she came down with breast cancer. He said, she went to the doctor. Now, what does most people do when they have something wrong with them?
They go to the doctor.
They go to the medical doctor. So she goes to the doctor, and since she had breast cancer, guess what they did for her? They give her chemo. Can you imagine that? Of course, you know, a chemo treatment only costs $25,000 to $30,000 a treatment. That's all it costs. One chemo treatment, $25,000 to $30,000. Is that about right, Jack? Okay, so $25,000 to $35,000 for a chemo treatment. And they want to give you one at least once a month, right? Or every 3 weeks or something like that. And so, you know, however close together they can get them to think, because they can get that more and more money. Because, you know, $25,000 to $30,000 a lick, you know, man, I wouldn't want to, you know, if I was a doctor, I wouldn't need to sell but one of them a month. I could get by pretty good on $30,000 a month, I guarantee. I have no idea what that chemo medication actually costs, but I can tell you it don't cost nowhere close to $30,000. I have no idea. But anyway, she went to the doctor and they gave her the chemo, and after several chemo treatments, they finally told her, it's in remission, you're okay. That's what she wanted to hear. Now, was this Christian a woman? I mean, this woman a Christian? Yes. Did she go to church? Yes. Okay, now, so why did breast cancer come upon her? The scripture says in Proverbs 26:2, and I want y'all to look at Proverbs 26:2. When I learned this scripture, it changed everything in my life. Proverbs 26:2. Look at this. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. First time I ever read that, I read that, and I read that, and I read that, and I read it. I said, God, the curse, what is the curse? Curse is anything bad that happens to you. Sickness, disease, car wreck, you know, anything that's bad is the curse. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, you can read it in Deuteronomy 27 and 28, all that's talked about. The first time I read those two chapters back to back, I mean, I read curse, 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 and I finally said, okay, God, you must be trying to tell me something, so I looked up under my computer, how many times is the word curse or curse used in the King James Bible, and it was 269 times. I said, okay, God, you must be trying to tell me something. I mean, you know, if I run up to Jack and I got something I want to tell him, and it's extremely important, and if I just tell him one time, is that all I'm going to tell you?
No,
he might be listening to somebody else while I'm talking. So let me get you over here to decide, Jack. You don't understand what I'm fixing to tell you. It can cost your life or death. Pay attention, you know, and I'll tell you again. And then if I thought, well, maybe he didn't get that, come over here. So before you go home, I'm going to make sure I beat that in you somehow, some way.
Right.
Because I love you, and I don't want you to wind up getting hurt.
Right.
And doesn't that make sense?
It makes sense.
So why do you think God puts things in His Word over and over and over and over? Yeah. Because He loves you.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
God loves you and tells you not to do these things. But you know, what if you don't read the owner's manual? And that's what most of us don't do. I didn't do that too well when I was young. I didn't think the Bible was important. You know, I never dreamed that when it says, do not commit fornication because it will come with a cost, and it can cost you your life and send you into hell. If I had read that in Proverbs 1, 2, 3, and 4, as many times as it's written, and I believe that, let me tell you for sure, there would not be a woman, there would not be a person, I don't care who they are, that as a young man, I wouldn't, if I knew that, of course, my mother beat that into me. I mean, she would, thank God for a good mother. I would love to say she beat that into me so many times. Son, whatever you do, always treat a woman you go with like a lady. Don't do anything to her. Don't touch her on her private parts. Don't do that, because God said in His Word, if you do that, He will judge you. I believed her. She put the fear of God in me. So every time I'd go with a girl, if I even thought about putting my arm around her almost, I'd think, I wonder if I do this, am I going to do anything wrong? You see what I mean? But today, kids do everything. They have sex out of wedlock, and they have no idea why we have gone. Do y'all realize that I talked to a couple here the other day, and I said, you know, when I was a young man, the children that were born with autism was one out of every 26,000 kids. One out of 26,000 were born with autism. But today, I said, it's one in like 70 or 80. And the man I was talking to said, no, it's one in 50. One in 50. Okay. If the curse causes cannot come to you, and autism is a curse.
Yes, it is.
And what do you think the problem is? We're having too many people, too many young people that's out there having sex out of wedlock, and they're bringing children, getting pregnant, and some of them, they're killing those kids at the tone of millions, but some of them don't kill them. Some of them bring them into the world, and some of those kids, some of them, they even get married after they get pregnant, but to bring a child into the world that's got autism. You got a child that's got autism, you had a sin in your life. And if you don't want to bring children into the world with autism, then for God's sake, read the owner's manual and do what it says. Because God said, if you obey me and do what I says, I will bless you and your children. Now, do you think He means that?
Yes.
Do you want your child to be born with some kind of physical problem? Some kind of spiritual problem? No, I don't either. I want my children and my grandchildren to be perfect. But God said in His Word, every branch that bears no fruit, what does He do? He could kill you. Somebody says, no, that's not what that means. Yes, that's what that means. If I cut you off, I'll kill you. For I brought you into this world and trained you and brought you into my kingdom to be an overcomer. I'm training you to be an overcomer. Don't think for a second that you can just come to church and treat church like nothing. You can just come, because I'm the only reason I'm going to church because my dad makes me go to church, or my mother says, I got to go. I have to go to church. But just as soon as I get out of here and get in college, you can better be assured I ain't never going to darken the door of a church again. I'm telling you, you're in for a living hell on this earth. A living hell. And then you're going to wonder why. When you go out and mess around with some woman, or some woman mess around with some boy, and they do stupid things they ain't supposed to do, then you wonder why we got all these problems we got between our children. I'm telling you, it's because of sin. So this testimony, this pastor from Mississippi called me and said, Thurman, I got a woman in my church. She had breast cancer, and she went to the doctor, and they gave her chemo, and it went into remission. And then she, back in church, she's happy. Her breast cancer is in remission. And then 6 months later, she's supposed to go back to a doctor for a checkup. She goes down there feeling great, and they run the test. Stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of her body. You got 3 weeks to live.
Oh.
Now then, the curse causes can't come to rest. Is that what it said?
Right.
So what should we be looking for?
Sin.
What is the sin that opened the door the first time? There had to be a sin the first time this woman had breast cancer. There had to be a sin. God's Word cannot lie to you. It says the curse causes cannot come to rest. So you're doing something that God didn't like. That woman was doing something that God didn't like, and so He struck her with breast cancer. And she went to the world's doctors to have chemo and spend all those thousands of dollars and then think she's got it made. And then he says, now this woman, she's in my church, and she's a godly woman, Thurman. She comes to church every Sunday. She is a great woman of God, but she's sick. She's going to die in a few weeks. So he said, I went to her. Said, she came to me, in fact, this time. She came to me and said, Pastor, isn't it amazing? The first time around, she went to the world's doctor. took chemo and everything until the world's doctors tell her there's not any hope now. It's over. Now then, don't you think it's time to come to Jesus now? Yeah. So she came to the pastor, and he said, she came to me and told me, I have been diagnosed with stage 4 terminal cancer. I only have a few weeks left to live. She said, when that doctor told me that, I was on the 5th floor of that hospital. I wanted to just push a button and fly through the window and kill myself. Then she said, that would be murder, and no murder has eternal life. So she said, I didn't want to go to hell. So I decided not to do that. Isn't it amazing? So she goes to the pastor. Of all places for somebody to finally go is to a pastor. What could be wrong with me? I've got this cancer. I went to the doctor. We got rid of it. And now then, after a few months, it's come back, and it's impossible. I'm going to be dead in a few weeks. What can I do? And he said, Thurman, I've been listening to you for at least 6 years. He said, I found out in there that I was a country boy, and you were a country boy. He said, you were a country boy, and you never did go to seminary. He said, I was a country boy, and I did go to seminary, and I graduated from seminary, but they never taught me these kind of things in seminary. He said, I never heard that at all. But he said, I'd already seen a tremendous change in the healing ministry at my church once I learned the principles that you taught to find the person's sin, get them to repent of the sin, and then pray the prayer of faith for them and stand on a scripture. He said, I started seeing all kinds of people get healed in my church. He said, I didn't have that before. But he said, I'm seeing people get healed. So when this woman came to me, I told her, ma'am, you got a sin in your life. She said, Pastor, you know me. I have been here for years. I come to church every Sunday. Every time the doors open, I come to church. I tithe. I walk in love. I don't have no bitterness, no unforgiveness, no nothing. Something, nothing. So why in the world did this devastating sickness come upon me? And you know, you hear people say, you know, bad things do happen to good people. Let me tell you, there ain't no such thing as a good person. Ain't no such thing. Jesus even said that, didn't he? So she said, I don't understand. He said, ma'am, Thurman has taught me from that book that if the Bible says that the curse causes cannot come to rest, there is a sin in your life.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Never Quit Singing Praises, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus!